Folks, this segment is made possible by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in Oklahoma. Check them out online, ChoctawHuntingLodge.com, and also by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, friends, it's time to talk some more catfishing. Let's talk catfishing with Mr. Mitch Baker, somebody that knows a lot about catfishing. Mitch and his dad years ago started Catfish Pro. It's a line of catfish baits and tackle and hooks and just about everything you need to go catfishing. But I thought it'd be fun to kind of learn how the bait got started and talk a little catfishing. Mitch, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Hey, Luke, thanks for having us on, man. I always appreciate being on your show and being part of it.
Well, we appreciate having you, too. I guarantee you that. The Catfish Pro bait, folks, if you haven't used it, it's at Walmart. You won't have a trouble finding it, but it's cubes, and it's Catawba worms, bloody shad, blood. Mitch, the thing is that I have thoroughly enjoyed about fishing with Catfish Pro baits, it stays on the hook. I'm talking about better. I say this unequivocally, better than any bait I've ever used. It stays on the hook. But there's a lot more to it than that that I really fully don't understand. But say the Catawba worm. Now, I've known for years that Catawba worms are, you can't hardly beat them for fishing, for catfish and other types of fish. But, you know, there's a process that bound to be that is the essence of the worm in those cubes, right?
Yeah, we actually we start with real Catawba worms. We have a Catawba farm that we get them from that mm-hmm. supplies us with our Catawba worms, and then we have an emulsification and purification process that we put them through before we put them into our bait. But yeah, it is just a ground up emulsified
worm,
but it is a real Catawba worm in those bags.
Well, I've used it. I've caught, and I'll tell you what else, used it for channel cat. But I had some, steadily pecking, I was fishing off with that at the time off a deep boat dock, boat slip. And I tell you what, Brim know what a Catawba worm is too.
Yeah.
I used to think it was, you know, like the Catawba worm, that it's just the worm that those catfish were honing in on. And I've learned that it's more than the sight of that worm. I mean, it's got to be the scent, Mitch, that they're keying on.
Yeah, so catfish themselves, they hunt off of scent, but they also hunt off of decay and pH level in mm-hmm. the water. So as a fish dies and its body starts to break down, or if they're injured or something like that, that changes the pH in the water, and they're... whiskers can actually pick up those changes, the subtle changes in the pH. And so that's how they're able to hunt in the dark, murky water and things like that. And so what we've actually done is Louisiana State University did a study on catfish and the predatory nature of catfish. And they've determined that at certain pH levels, the catfish will be more aggressive. And so that's another thing that we do on top of, you know, putting real ingredients in our bait is we pH test our bait to make sure that we're trying to attract that natural predatory instinct of a catfish.
Put them in the feed mode, in other words, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Just call it what it is, a little bit of the decay. They can pick that up because, with their whiskers there, because of the difference in pH. Interesting. So when they're hitting... We'll just say the Catawba worm bait. It's just a cube. It looks nothing like a worm, folks. It's a square cube about the size of a sugar cube. When they're hitting that or biting it, obviously they're not looking for – they're not looking. They're smelling, you know, right? Yeah. Well, I learned something right there because I always thought, well, you know, it's not like a bass hitting a topwater plug. These rascals are down in murky water usually, and they're – It's all by scent. That answers a big question. Now the blood bait Catfish Pro blood. It's blood also. It's not a dye or something like that. It's the real impregnated somehow into those tough cubes, right?
Yeah, and we actually have three different ones. We have our blood is a it's a chicken blood, and then we also have a pork blood, and we have a beef blood.
And I wonder, I do know this for an absolute fact. I used to fish years ago with blood bait, and that back in the old days when they'd take, they always said, well, the bull blood is best.
The bull blood,
you heard that too, haven't you?
Well,
who knows about that? I always wondered about, could it be, did it have to be bull blood, you know? But they'd salt, congealed blood, salt it on a screen, and let it dry in the sun. And it, you talk about something that's nasty to fish with, but it would stay on the hook for one bite on a treble hook.
Yeah.
And that's it. If you didn't get him, you had to pull it back up and get you some more blood bait. But this thing, a cube, is clean. I mean, it's pleasant. And something else that's new to me, Mitch, using the catfish pro baits, especially for channel catfish, mostly for channels. You know, I've always used, not always, but unless I'm trot lining or something, I use treble hook, number four or number six. These Catfish Pro circle hooks, the number five is what I've had been using lately. That circle hook that you guys put out, you better be careful. That thing will, all a fish has got to do is get close to that and he's hooked. It's a very sharp needle point hook, but it, that's the first time I fished channel cat in a long time, other than trot lining, you know, with a J hook or a conventional shaped hook. Pretty nice, you know.
And that was the thing when we were, you know, developing the bait, was we wanted something that, you know, everybody could use, that would be simple to use, that would stay on the hook, and you didn't have to really know a whole lot about catfishing.
Yeah.
If, you know, if little Johnny comes home from school one day and, you know, you got a divorced mom or divorced dad at the house and they don't know how to fish, and they say, hey, you know, we're having a catfish derby up at the local park, I'd really like to go. They can, you know, go to Walmart, grab a bag of our bait. It's going to be something easy. It's not going to be messy. It's going to stay on the hook. And, you know, hopefully they won't get frustrated, catch some catfish, and then, you know, we've got future fishermen out there.
Got some new, that's what it's all about. And I'll tell you something else, you know, well, Catfish Pro, folks, is I've learned, I've been visiting with these guys for a while, but I've used the baits first time years ago, and but it's not just bait is a big deal, but the rod and reels, I've got one of the Catfish Pro rod and reels. I'll tell you this, Mitch, I'm anxious to put that thing to work striper fishing. I know it's a catfish design rod, a reel, you know, I know that, but it casts like a dream. That thing would also be a good striper reel too. I know it would.
Oh yeah, we have people that send us pictures of, you know, 60, 70 pound catfish that they bring in with it. So I don't think you're going to have any issue bringing a striper in with it.
But what I'm getting at, it's a catfish reel, but it's easy to cast. Like if you,
oh yeah,
that's what
yeah,
I,
we
yeah,
yeah. We put that 5-3-1 gear ratio on there, and then, you know, you can tune it down with your spool tension and everything, and it really is an adjustable reel that is easy to use once you
know,
if you know how to use a bait caster. We tried to keep it to where, you know, it'd be good quality. We use all metal gears, everything else, but we wanted it to be something that, you know, people could use.
Well, I've used it for catfish and love it for that, but I'm anxious to put that thing to use on striper fishing too. Well, Mitch, you know, I always like to talk catfishing with you. A lot of our friends, well, we are Catfish Radio, so a lot of our, not all catfishing, that's just a part of our radio show, but definitely, I grew up in Northeast Texas in Red River County, and catfishing was a big, big part of my life. I grew up on a chicken broiler farm, and every 9 weeks when those chickens sold, buddy, we headed up to Southeast Oklahoma and we catfished for about 3 days.
Yeah,
so catfishing, if there was a people's fish, it would probably be the catfish. And folks can learn more about Catfish Pro online or Walmart, right?
Yeah, catfishpro.com, Walmart, Academy, Shields.
Yep.
All those places will carry it, and then bait shops across the United States will carry or catfish probate.
Well, it works, and all you have to do is just grab a bag of it and get you a hook and go fishing. Mitch, thank you, buddy, for being with us. And the next time, I'd like to talk to you. Maybe we'll get you on fairly soon, whenever we can catch you, talk of some river catfishing. How about that?
All right. Sounds good.
Folks, this segment is brought to us by Horizon Barbecue Smokers. You can go online to horizonbbqsmokers.com and check them out. These are heavy-duty wood-fired smokers that will last you a lifetime. Also brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Check them out at pyramidair.com.